This is
For a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. The precious treasure of knowledge did not reach us without effort. Our pious predecessors, the scholars who lived in the early period of Islam, and generations of scholars, of course, undertook many struggles. They faced many problems and withstood many difficulties in order to gather knowledge and transmit the knowledge to us. And of course, we have seen and we have read in the history that scholars left their hometowns and families, and they traveled far and wide by foot and by horseback for many days and months. And they traveled all the way, for example, from Khorasan to the holy city of Najaf, in compliance with the verse which has encouraged us to travel for the sake of seeking knowledge. The Quran says, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So why should it not be that a group from each community goes out, that they may gain the understanding of religion, and upon returning, warn their people in the hope that they may refrain what is necessary to be refrained. And this verse of the Holy Quran, which is actually Surah At-Tawbah, verse 122, suggests that in every community there should be a number of people who should go out in search of knowledge, and they should acquire knowledge and get back to their community, get back to their people, to warn them, to give them warning, and to educate them, of course, to teach them knowledge. And this verse is one of the most important verses which suggests that acquiring knowledge is a collective obligation. So if there are few people who undertake the acquisition of knowledge, who go out seeking knowledge, then other people do not have to go. And if there are few scholars engaging in jurisprudence and knowledge and acquiring knowledge, then that is sufficient. But obviously, this verse of the Quran has been translated in different ways. And if you want to understand the opinion of different scholars regarding this verse, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, then you have to study tafasir, commentary books written by prominent Shia scholars. And obviously from this verse we understand that every nation, every group of people need to send out some people, and there should be some people who should go out, acquire knowledge, and then come back. They should go back to their people and warn them so that they may refrain from what it is necessary to be refrained. And of course it is stated in many major tafasir and the commentary books under the same verse that beneficial knowledge can only be acquired through traveling. Okay, you cannot acquire knowledge while you are at home, while you are in your city, because your city, there may not be scholars, there may not be people to whom you can refer and learn, and from whom you can learn knowledge. A person cannot attain mastery in knowledge as long as he does not travel in order to acquire knowledge. Well, brothers and sisters, let's have a break. We will be back.
Changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes,
guess it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. We discussed the verse فَلَوْلَا نَفَلَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقُوا فِي الدِّينِ, verse 122 of chapter At-Tawbah. And based on that verse, of course, every community has to send out some people to engage in knowledge. Of course, as I said, there are different verses, there are different traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which clearly suggest that acquiring knowledge is an obligation. The Prophet of Islam says, "Al-hikmatu dhalatul mu'min akhadhaha aynama wajadaha." Of course, hikmah is a stolen property. It is something that has been lost. Akhadhaha aynama wajadaha. Something that is lost, of course, the owner of that lost thing picks it up wherever he finds it. If he finds it on the road, he picks it up quickly. And if he finds it in the street or somewhere around his house, he quickly picks it up so that it does not get lost again. And knowledge is such an important asset that every society needs, and every society actually has to acquire if it wants prosperity, if it wants to achieve happiness, and if the people of that society wants better life. I recited a tradition from the Holy Prophet, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَالِمْ ثَلُمَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ ثُلْمَةٌ لَا يَسُدُّهَا شَيْءٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If an alim dies, a hole, a gap, a fissure is created in Islam, that gap is never and can never be filled up or compensated by anything until the day of judgment. So such is the importance and significance of knowledge and also the scholar. And there is actually a very famous story from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It has been narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, actually once entered the mosque and saw two group of people. One of them were preoccupied with acts of worship and remembrance of God, while the other were busy with learning knowledge and acquiring knowledge and having discussion, scientific knowledge. So the Prophet saw both of them, and addressing them, the Prophet said, both groups are doing good work. Those who are praying, they are doing good work, and those who are in having scientific discussion and they are learning knowledge, they're also doing good work. As for those, they are devoted to worship and supplication. The first group are devoted to worship and supplication. And as for that group, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, pointed, they are learning and instructing the ignorant. And he said that those who are learning and instructing the ignorant are better, because he argued, the Holy Prophet then argued, that in the name of knowledge and learning was I sent. It was because of knowledge and because of learning that I was sent. So, unfortunately, since our time is limited, we cannot include more and more traditions from the Holy Prophet about the importance and significance of knowledge. Otherwise, as I said, there are numerous traditions and numerous stories from the Holy Prophet which suggest the significance and importance of knowledge. And there are traditions which, if we go through, we realize the significance of knowledge in this world, and it is favorable consequences in the hereafter. We suffice to this much, and inshallah, you will read books authored by prominent Shia scholars about the importance of knowledge and the value of knowledge and scholars. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, Your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.